Who else is here? Just you and I?
No.
John's here.
Tina.
Dr. Hannigan.
Dr. Riley.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Good.
Did you get my email this morning?
I did. I got it. Thank you. Well, I just got it this afternoon, but...
Oh, well, my morning is your afternoon.
Okay.
And?
There are a bunch of others of us on, too, Ed. This is Phil.
Okay.
And Tina.
Tina.
Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Leah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that football game.
It was horrible. It was torture.
God, you guys were brutally bad.
Started out great.
Started great. You looked good. And then kapow. San Diego beat the Colts. In a rather...
They dropped us.
Yeah. Sarah here? Nope. Tatiana? Ken? Tina?
He has clinics on Fridays from 11 to 2 every week, so he's never...
All right. So he's not there. But Tina's here. Jen? Claire? Michael? Okay. Will?
Dale's here.
Dale.
Andy Aronson.
Bill?
Yeah, Phil's here.
Hi, Bill. All right. Some updates on what's been going on. For the January meeting, I have been in contact with Hannah Kinney, and we've scheduled the joint CIAFSD PASS meeting for Wednesday the 2nd between 10 a.m. and 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. Hello?
Hi, it's Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Bill Dante is joining us shortly, too.
Okay.
Bill's here.
All right, so the meeting will begin on the 31st of January, the last day of January, and that will be on Monday from 1 to 6, and that's going to be the basic science component. On Tuesday, February 1st, there's going to be a full day, probably 9 to 6, and that's going to be a joint meeting of the basic science and the clinical group. And the basic science people could probably get out by 4 if you want to get back and you live on the East Coast. And then on Wednesday, we'll have the CIFSD clinical group, like between 8 and 10, and then the joint PASS project and CFAS meeting. I am going to ask, Hannah and I decided that we would have 4 or 5 projects review what they're doing and what they found, and that we will try to pick projects from CFAS that are most relevant to what's going on in the PASS project. Some of the possibilities that Hannah and I discussed a while ago were the 3D imaging, the facial imaging, mm-hmm. brain imaging, both animal and human, the prenatal ultrasound work, anti-Hulk, if they're trying to start that up, or I guess they have it going, and some of the behavior, including the study that's going on in the Ukraine, since, as everyone knows, the PASS project only deals with young. So that's the update on that. The hotel reservations, I think you have to make them by today. Is that correct, Jill?
Yes, and everyone in this group is doing great.
Okay, so we're that. And then the progress reports are due by January 3rd, and that's so that we can put them all together and then send them out around to everybody hopefully read and be able to comment or talk about at the meeting. So are there any questions about the meeting at the end of January, the beginning of February?
Nope. Hey, Ed, will you? I got on late. Will you just, is this all written down somewhere that I can just read?
Yeah, I think it's in Jill's email.
Perfect. All right, then there's nothing different from that. Okay, thanks.
No, I don't think there's anything different than that.
Okay.
And I believe, though, that Tatiana, you've been in touch with Peter Hammond about attending.
I didn't. I thought you did. I know. I thought it was a done deal that he was coming.
Well, we have, right? And I think he's bringing someone else. Jill, do you have any more?
Mike Suddy, probably.
Yep. He and Mike have both registered for their hotel.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I didn't know who. I knew that he had emailed me about whether Mike could come, and we talked about that. So that's he'll be coming. So, and we'd like him to stay over for the path. And I think
absolutely.
You're right that. And Andy Hull will be the other person who's also coming as a. And Andy, as most of you know, was a member of the developmental project, the CFAS, for the first two or three years, and his funding has ended, but I think he still continues to work with Tina. Is he still doing ultrasounds there, Tina?
Yeah, we are still doing ultrasounds in both locations, so we're continuing to do them, although we've reached the sample size that we needed to do his analysis.
Okay. Other than that, I guess we just need updates on the projects and where things are going. And I think we should be prepared at the January meeting to try to rethink or reformulate the CFAS. In the event that there is the merger of these institutes related to addiction, and see how we can try this group together, since I think we have been doing pretty good and making some reasonable progress lately. So if people could start thinking about that, and maybe one of the suggestions that has come to me anyway is that perhaps we should have some type of prevention component, particularly among maternal drinking, since that may help to get it involved in this new addictions institute. So if everyone could start maybe thinking about what the new CFAS, the renewal of the CFAS would look like, that would be great. Sarah? Sarah there?
It's Michael. I've just come on. Sorry I'm late.
That's all right, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hanging in there. Had a rough night last night. But all right. So we just went through the meeting for January, February, Michael, and now we're just going to kind of go through the projects. I was thinking if Sarah was here since she's listed here first. Tatiana, how are we doing with 3D imaging?
I think we're doing well. Could you have the Google Docs in front of you? I don't know if you can see numbers. I mean, I think we're in pretty good shape. So the other things that are going on is on Monday we actually have a planning call with the PASS people because we're going to be doing training in mid-January, and both Mike Suddy and Leah are going to do the training. So we're getting the dates for that all finalized and how that's going to work. And the thing that I realized as I was just about to present this that I have not followed up on is I haven't gotten a quote from Colleen about what she needs in order to move forward on the imaging of the kids in South Africa from you know, her and Phil's cohort. And so I will follow up on that. I know I sent her a reminder, but I still don't have a budget for that. Because once we have the camera trained up over there, I think everyone knows, Hines agreed that his staff could take the relatively small number of pictures we'd be talking about. So they're willing to do that for us. So I will follow up on that and make sure that's all taken care of. I realize.
Budget-wise, it's just primarily a...
I don't think it's a budget. I just need her to tell me what it is. I just want to make sure it's moving forward. She's putting in the IRB, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so since I don't have a budget, it worries me that the other pieces aren't in place. So I will follow up, and I just didn't think about it. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. And in terms of what Peter's been able to look at...
So he has all the images that we have available as of the trip after Atlanta. He has received all of those images. We have our call on Monday, and so I was going to follow up with him. I don't know if he's going to be on the call on Monday or not. So I was going to set up a separate call just to go over results with him, see what else he needs, just to make sure we're okay in terms of the meeting for January, and just to make sure he's got everything he needs. He's not asked for anything else, but I have not seen updated results either.
All right, so hopefully we will be able to get some results. And
I mean, he certainly has a lot of images. I mean, we've
not
really
a lot
increased.
Of no, you know, I'm not sure how many of those are FAS. And
well, what we've talked with him about, I don't know if I won't talk too long, but one of the things we've talked with him is we've been moving more toward alcohol exposed, alcohol not exposed. And so actually we've encouraged him to also consider that as one of his analyses. And the other thing we gave him in terms of the Jacobson's data, which, you know, is that was the first cohort that he had, was, you know, they also classify based on, you know, heavy exposure, you know, the whole PFAS, FAS criteria and all that. And so it can give you a little bit more separation if he wants to do some comparisons, you know, between different kind of exposure. So, I mean, I'm trying to give him all different opportunities to give him, because, you know, a lot of what he's doing is comparing with animal, and I'm trying to give him the best way to make those comparisons that I can.
Okay. Sarah, join us yet? Nope.
And we are also working on the symposium, too. I should add that.
Yeah, an RSA symposium.
Yeah, so we've got our pieces in place. I've gotten abstracts now from Peter, the more detailed abstract from Peter and from Kathy. And I know Leah's close. I know I'm close. So we should be ready for Monday. And thank you for your edits, Ed.
Well, still had to cut 200 more words.
I know. We're not there yet. We're getting there, though.
All right. Elizabeth? How are things going on the imaging stuff?
Well, so we are analyzing the cross-sectional multi-site data. Florence is in the – probably next week we'll resubmit the subcortical volume paper.
Mm-hmm.
So the reviewer's comments are actually kind of not too difficult to deal with. So that'll be pretty cool if that gets accepted. We're analyzing cortical thickness data. So Florence's paper focused on sort of subcortical structures correlated with face and IQ. So we're just finishing analyses on cortical thickness in, I think we've got 127 total kids. So those should be interesting. And I have a new postdoc in my lab who's going to be working on that. So as far as getting papers moving forward, I think we're on the brink of a couple more, and hope Florence's will be accepted. I guess longitudinal is what we need to think about. I saw in the note from Jill that UCLA had just done the first time too, but actually we probably have more than that, given that we don't have funding to do the CFAS. Neurocognitive battery for time two. We probably have time twos for other kids. ADHD we're still working on.
Okay.
Is that enough information?
If that's what you got, that's what you got. A question has come up about if it's possible for people external to your group to get access to your images, to look for things that you are not looking at?
Well, so I would say absolutely. I think that the best thing we can do, and I'll put that on my list of things to do, is for us to upload, probably have to start over, because I think last time we uploaded to like brain volumes, we weren't quite sure we had it right, the analyses we did, but Now we are sure, at least of the subjects that we've analyzed, where we can upload kind of like an Excel sheet with volumes for all of the regions that FreeSurfer measures. So that's something that I think would allow people to test hypotheses that I wouldn't think of.
Well, this was a request from someone who would actually need the image.
Oh, yeah, well, sure.
There.
So that person would just have to talk to me about, you know, what they're a member of this CFAS?
By proxy.
Okay.
They're working with someone who is a CFAS member.
Uh-huh.
But they're a neuroscientist, and they have a particular hypothesis about a particular brain area.
And I
would tell you what it is, but I don't even recall right now, but it's hypoplastic cerebellar something or other that may be a very mild case of Holland prosencephaly.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it's absolutely, I mean, I have no problem letting people do that. I think we just have to figure out, you know, access to the data, if I have, you know, permission, just, I don't know. That would have to be figured out. But if I don't currently have permission, I'm sure we could figure out how to get IRB.
And I'm sure it'd be a collaborative process.
No, of course. I just think we'd have to make sure that, you know, if I'm allowing someone to download the brain data, that we have, you know, IRB in place to make sure that it's okay.
Yeah. All right.
And I think it would depend on who contributed the case to the neuroimaging, too.
Well, that's a different issue that is relevant and something that I guess should be discussed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are there limits on what you can do with the data, Elizabeth?
Me?
Yeah, and your consents.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Well, yes. I mean, I would have to have – I'm going to have to think it through. Because certainly every site has their own data. Like, Phil, you know, Colleen has her data at her site, and
right.
San Diego has theirs, and I have mine. But then it's the, you know, the compiled data set of all of them that I have. So
we're only authorized to release mine to Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
That's all we want to do, though. It's not that this is something separate. This is going
to
be.
Well, but if it leaves Elizabeth's care, then we need to know about it and report it and get it okayed by the IRB. Both in South Africa and New Mexico.
Well, I don't think it's going to leave her care, though.
Well, but sharing the data, I mean, that's pretty much verboten these days.
No, in fact...
It's the other way around. It's very much encouraged.
The requirement of CFAS.
I mean, you had to have that data sharing, didn't you, in your
yeah.
grant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone had to agree to data sharing.
Sharing.
Not so sure our IRB looks at it the same way.
Is it anonymized?
Yeah, the question is whether it's anonymous.
It is anonymous. For example, I'm working with Tourette Syndrome Association, and I had to get permission from my IRB. But again, that's, when someone sends me data, it's my responsibility to make sure my IRB allows me to receive it. But that's a different issue than, like, Phil or me or you in San Diego having Colleen, permission to share it with someone else.
This would kind of be under the rubric of one of your graduate students said, I think that the hippocampus is going to have a funny angle to it.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I look through your scans and see if that's true?
Right.
And I can't see where that's an IRB issue.
No, the only issue is for me or any of us to transfer data to someone outside the CFAS. I mean,
right.
Yeah,
no, that I agree.
But
technically, from an IRB perspective, if a new person is brought in, whether they're inside a project or from the outside, the IRB needs to know about them.
You do need to add them to your protocol. That's how we would have to do it.
All right.
Right.
And I don't think there's a problem there.
No.
All right, Elizabeth.
And I mean, our...
We can take this up separately. I don't want to waste
Yeah, I mean, that's how we did Peter Hammond. I mean, it's equivalent to kind of that. We had IRB. He got IRB, and right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, if it were done in such a way that, you know, they didn't, we didn't have to actually transfer data, but they could have access to it on my server or something like that.
Yeah, that was more the option we were considering.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not sure what they want to do, but if it's something that I can't or wouldn't, you know,
it's
then we can try.
Never, ever be interested in.
Never?
Never.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
and,
let's
and,
take
and,
it up.
And he may not be interested in it after he sees how rare an anomaly it is.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Can you hear Sarah? I heard you talk.
I heard her voice.
I'm here. I'm in the car though, so I don't know if you can hear me well.
If you talk really loud.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Well, we've been, I don't know, I missed the beginning of the call, so I don't know, have you gone through, like, site progress and that kind of stuff already?
That's what we're going through, it's the individual project progress.
Okay, we're continuing to collect data. There's a question about whether, I think we talked about it on the last call, about whether our data collection is closed at the end of the year. Or not. So that's a question that remains to be answered, I think. We're still trying to get data, everyone to upload or enter and upload data into the demographics and neurobehavioral project or databases, rather. We're investigating. We got some extra data from almost all of the sites to look at a specific question. About specific behavioral features, so we're starting to look at those data.
Okay. Now, I know in terms of going over into next year, Claire is on board for that. I don't know whether you've resolved the tester problem, Claire, but...
Yeah, actually, she did her pilot today, and that'll be sent out at next Monday to Sarah to be reviewed. And as soon as she gets approved, then we have a whole bunch of people who need to be tested.
Great. And Claire, to clarify those, I think you said that those are kids who've already been seen for dysmorphology?
Right. And they've had a number of things. Yeah, they've had the dysmorphology and the 3D photographs. So we were just waiting until the tester got certified.
Hey, and Claire, you should keep in mind kind of hand... picking the, what did we get, 10 kids that we
get? Yeah, we have got that in waiting to come. As soon as the, you know, we have to get together about the
protocol.
The protocol and all that sort of thing. I talked to Chao Ping about it Wednesday, and he's fine with it.
Okay.
He's just waiting to hear from you about what the protocol is and how that's going to proceed.
Okay. Well, then.
And as soon as we know, we have those 10 people lined up.
Okay, and Claire has IRB. You have IRB now. So
yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank Phil and Wendy for getting the a significant portion of their data uploaded in the last month, and so that's appreciated. South Africa is going great, and so anything else, Sarah? I don't know where she is.
This is Dale.
Can you hear me? No, I'm here. I just had to turn my car off. Anything else? No.
Okay.
So this is Dale.
Well, our papers came out, but you probably talked about them already.
No, we didn't.
I didn't talk about them.
Our papers came out. We got the cover. Well,
that's
Tatiana
very cool.
Got the cover.
Did you everyone see that?
No.
Yeah.
Cover of alcohol.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I thought they sent that out to everybody.
I sent it out to everyone who was an author. I apologize
they,
if that.
And they didn't. And not every. They only sent, like, we got our preprint and Tatiana got hers. But I know I heard from Andy that he hasn't gotten it yet.
Okay. Well.
And the issue is not actually out, but it's
November, December.
Public. Yeah.
Okay, so I will try to get out this here it is. I will send this out to everybody so you can see the
cover. Oh, I see. Ball. I didn't notice the cover. That's why I said no.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're getting out there. All right, let's see. Claire, one of the things that the past people are interested in are the data you're collecting in the Ukraine.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you'll have a reasonable amount to talk about.
Well, I think that, Tina, are you on? You know better than I whether or not the data is coming in.
Yeah, I think when you say reasonable, I think, yeah. We've looked at the, we've estimated the numbers that you'll have in December. So if you anticipate that you'll be able to, you know, put something together in the first couple of weeks of January, it does seem reasonable to me.
Yeah, it just said it to me, and I can do that.
Okay, because that's one of the things that the past people are interested in.
Okay.
What's going on there, and I think you know what Bill Pfeiffer's doing.
Yep.
So, you know, he'll be there as well. So.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Okay. From Elizabeth. Jennifer's not on, is she? Ken's not here. Phil, you got anything you want to tell us, bring us up to date on, or?
No, did the Scientific Advisory Committee get my report?
I sent it out this morning.
Fantastic. That'll fill them in most everything we know. And thanks for the tip of the hat on the uploading. We've finished, Wendy, you're on. We've finished all of Stephanie's and Ben's and Wendy's uploading, including demographics. I think we have a few more outstanding to upload, but they'll be done real quick here.
Okay.
And we just uploaded a bunch of stuff, too.
Pardon, Claire?
I said we just uploaded a bunch of stuff, too.
Oh, okay, because I don't know if that's on there. But.
Well, it just went in today because Julie's
been
out with her mother dying. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Ours just went in today, too, so it may not be reflected on the Google numbers.
Wendy, we only have a few outstanding, correct?
Yeah, well, we're at like 80% or something. So I'm not sure if Stephanie's got recorded this morning.
Yeah.
So.
And Tina.
We just add one other thing. We just recruited a very large school district for referrals for neuropsych. We got the word today.
Okay, that's good.
In New Mexico, by the way.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Yeah. Tina, how's it going in the Ukraine?
Still okay. Good. Word Lecky has been there for the last week, kind of working with the institutional and change in government officials, and doesn't look like there's any new barriers that are coming up. I think the last call I said we're continuing to analyze the ultrasound data set now and then looking at the biophysical profiling next and getting Claire and Julie their data to look at. We've been doing some stuff with looking at that laterality paper that Tatiana and you guys published. We've been looking at things where we could look at laterality and testing the hypothesis that there would be a difference in palpebral fissure length percentile that would be differential, weighted towards one side, and it turns out there is a statistically significant difference across sites. So want to compare that to what we're getting in orbital measurements on the ultrasounds to see if there's a laterality difference on those as well.
And then, Claire, are you or Tina looking at behavioral laterality at all?
We have not been. We could, but it wasn't something that was an issue that we thought about.
All right.
When you say behavioral, do you mean motor skills?
Yeah. Whether you're just right or left-handed, whether.
Well, we always ask that kind of stuff. We'll know that.
Yeah, I mean, there should be a shift in the normal occurrence of right.
Well, by the way, there is not in the exposed adults over time.
In adults, there isn't?
And in my longitudinal sample, there's no laterality effects.
Several studies that have shown no change, even though we see an increase, lots of people see increases. And you put it all together, there's no increase. Especially in comparison to
because Anne reported early on a higher increase in left-handedness.
We always say we have an increase because it was throughout left-handed people.
Well, you also get a higher number of left-handed people who are clinical patients
that
come into clinics because there's an association between being left-handed and having all kinds of neurodevelopmental problems. But whether you actually get that in exposure samples, I don't know because we're getting no higher incidence in the longitudinal sample.
ODO says no.
So we can look at it. We thought it would be interesting. Although the way the dysmorphology data are collected, we can't tell that it would be interesting to look and see where you have unilateral epicanthal folds, whether it's on one side more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we have lots of those data. That would be interesting, Phil, to look at.
We have palpebral fissures. We have epicanthic folds, palmar creases, all those things.
Right.
By hand.
Right.
Oh.
Wherever there's unilateral, it would be really nice to look and see if it's more on the left than the right.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any issues with any of the projects or ideas or things that people want to discuss in general before I call on John and Dale and Bill?
Well, actually, can I just follow up on something I had brought up, I think on the last call, the thing about smell and olfaction? I think we were going to get just a little more detail on what they were doing in San Diego and whether or not that could be implemented more broadly.
Yeah, I saw the data
okay.
with a small sample size of 10 to 12 kids per sample. Everything is in the right direction. I think it's 0.07 right now.
Okay.
So it's not, but it's a relatively small sample. It's a very simple test to export and have anyone give, so we could certainly do that. And I talked to Clara Murphy about that, whether it's possible to transport the test. And then I forgot about it. But there's no problem in doing that. If any of the sites want to try to add that on, I think we can arrange to have that done.
I think it'd be really interesting. I'll just put my plug in, not as someone recruiting, unfortunately, but I think it'd be really interesting.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, I don't know whether we need to include all the sites or, whether we got one other site or something. We could up the end and get it done pretty quick.
Okay.
All right. Any other issues related to CFAS? Then, John, you're on the Science Advisory Board. Any comments?
I think the progress all around sounds really good, especially on the uploading of the data. I'm glad to see that that's no longer an issue and people are staying on top of that. I think there's been...
I'm not sure it's no longer an issue, but it's getting better.
Okay, that's fair enough. Phil is reporting better numbers coming out of the two sites in the Plains in New Mexico. And I was just wondering, were the 48, combining those two sites, I mean, are both of those sites all the Native American groups?
No, they're okay. Both mixed race, the Plains being heavily weighted to Native Americans.
Okay, so I'm just wondering then, how close are those sites for meeting what the original goals might have been for that demographic?
Have you seen the report that Ed sent out today? Have you seen
that
one?
Yeah, I have that, yeah.
Well, I we still have real issues with the numbers that we were expected to gather. And what I promised in January was that we would do our best to get to those goals. But I pointed out in January that those goals were way too high, given our resources and the timing of the data collection.
I recognize that. Yeah, I'm just asking, proportionally to what your expectations are now. I mean, are we going to be having Are you anticipating having numbers of Native Americans that are going to be sufficient for addressing group demographic differences in that regard?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, great. I think that's all I had. Ed, you had also, the last question I had was regarding plans for the meeting in January, February, in thinking ahead to the next phase for CFAS.
Yes.
Is there anything else that on the agenda besides perhaps adding a prevention component that that you mean by a reformulation? I'm not sure how you, what kind of structure or content you're thinking of on a reformulation.
Well, I'm trying to think ahead in case there is this new institute and whether fetal alcohol becomes an orphan looking for a home at NICHD or some other NIH institute. I emailed Collins with why I thought that it was ridiculous to try to separate the outcome in the child from the, what happens with the mother. And so I'm kind of looking at ways that this, if we're dealing with prevention and by getting high-risk women to stop drinking, for example, that would be in the Addictions Institute, perhaps, where if we solely concentrate on the outcome in the child, they may see that as moving to NICHD.
Could it be both?
And where it would be go to both institutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have something like a sort of functional integration, and they could collaborate.
Yeah. That's if you could get joint funding from NICHD to participate in CFAS.
There was a merger in joke.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, one of the two options, the option
functional
size merger was functional integration.
Okay.
Well, I think we should just move everything to NIEHS.
Yeah.
they probably have more teratologists than anybody else. So.
Okay, that helps. Thanks, Ed.
But that's all I was trying to do is to maybe get one component that would deal with preventive among high-risk women, you know?
Yes.
To try to ease our way in. And I don't know what you think about that, Dale or Michael.
I would always defer to Michael first.
You know, I think that things are so unclear at the moment that it's hard to know how to answer the question. The argument that you just made is one that others have made directly to Dr. Collins. There's a letter being prepared that may have already gone to Dr. Tabak, who's head of the committee looking at reorganization, that addresses not only the issue of outcomes and prevention perhaps residing in different places, but also the very issue that prenatal ethanol exposure might predispose the individual to alcohol use disorders as an adult, really requiring keeping the fetal alcohol spectrum disorders portfolio in the same place as the study of addiction. So that point is being hammered. Whether anyone is listening is not clear because the process itself hasn't reached a point where they've declared an intent, and Dr. Tabak's committee is really just looking at what might or might not be in there. So it's actually a good time to write, and it might be appropriate to write to him since he's tasked with coming up with specific proposals for how a new institute might look and what portfolio would go into it and what portfolio would not.
Can you send us contact information for that?
I will. I'll send it to Jill, and Jill can send it out.
Thank you. Now, you know, the CFAS group is not going to solve the merger issues, but, you know, it's still looking forward for how any of the current components might look in a new CFAS might be an important point for discussion coming at the coming meeting.
I think it will, particularly, you know, in the basic science group, where I think that some of the models could be used in that addiction institute, you know, where we could fit it in. But yeah, I think we're gonna have to discuss what we're conceiving of for the future. Be getting if there's an RFA, we're gonna respond probably by the end of next year. And as you all know, it takes more than, you know, a month or two to throw this thing together.
Oh yeah.
I think that's going to be an item on the agenda for the.
Thanks, Ed. That's all I have.
All right, Bill. Any wise words from NIAAA these days?
Well, I can assure you, we're still here.
Okay.
In terms of the merger, I guess we can tell you that we've had some all hands meetings with Francis Collins to discuss what Michael was mentioning, which was a formation of a task force to look at scientific portfolios of the two institutes. So that is underway.
Okay. And Dale?
Well, I would say, you know, I don't have a crystal ball either, and I do think it's worth thinking about the future, but of course, you know, don't compromise your strengths. I would build on your strengths. I think they'll have a place, you know, wherever these things lead us. But it might be a strategic opportunity to expand in a valuable way.
There is a possible. I forgot. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Dale. But when you said expand, there is a possibility that CFAS will have a South Korea site, unless they go to war. It's been requested, and I know it's going through the channels.
Is Poland still in play?
Poland is in play, but not as a funding. We're not going to have to fund that. That Poland will kind of use CFAS as a resource, but it will be funded by the Polish government. And but some of our protocols and procedures will be used, similar to what I'm hoping the World Health Organization adopts, where they've asked to see the testing protocols that we use. And so I'm hoping that World Health adopts, you know, some of what we're doing. It looks like they're going to adopt the Canadian system for the diagnosis. But they have lots of concerns about the neurobehavioral tests that have been so far proposed, either for screening or for assistance with diagnosis. So hoping that CFAS can play a role in that. And I've gotten a few emails from the people trying to put this project together. So.
What about Australia, Ed?
We have not tried to broach that topic, except in a very limited thing because of the money issues. But we do have a visitor coming next week, I think that Tina and Elizabeth Elliott put together, and he's going to meet with Tina, Ken, and Sarah. And he's involved in the Aboriginal.
That's the James, I can't think of his last name, right?
It's Patrick, I think, right?
Yeah, because he's had interest in the camera, and we've talked about trying to see if there was a way we could get images done in the summer, potentially, while Tina doesn't have as many people.
Tatiana, he's going to come and see. He's coming over next week, and he has asked specifically to see our camera.
Good. Yeah, I've had calls with him, and I've talked with him. And so, we're moving cameras here and there, trying to get everybody to get everyone collected, and we have discussed with him trying to squeeze in a trip to Australia for him.
And Tina, you've been in touch with Liz. Are they looking for funding, or are they going to be able to handle this on their own?
I don't know whether that's her motivation or not. Every time she emails, she mentions that they're looking to become part of the consortium. And I think clearly they have funding to move forward on this project. no matter what. So I really don't know whether that's a deal breaker issue or if they would join, like Poland might, just on their own.
Yeah, I mean, we could have like associate CPAP.
Yeah,
there you go, right? An adjunct.
Adjunct.
No, that's actually, you should consider that seriously for a refunding. That just shows clearly the impact that you're having beyond the consortium itself. So that'd be a very important addition.
That's fine.
They actually are using the same instruments and so on. So I think you're absolutely right, John.
I agree completely. Dale, so just on kind of another aside,
right?
Overall at NIAAA, with the budget being on a continuing resolution,
right?
Where are priority scores around there nowadays that you think are reasonable for funding? I mean, because how good are we going to have to be on this? I mean, do things in the, you know, if we put an application in, it's at the 20th percentile.
In general, or in terms of a renewal of CFAS?
Well, in terms of renewal of CFAS.
Yeah, well, it will be in response to an RFA, and so those things are generally not forced onto the same prioritized list of scores. So it gets a little squishy, which, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
As it should be, yeah.
That's good. And, in general, then, overall, how's NIAAA doing? Are they still in the teens?
It seems to be the case, in the mid to, maybe, I'm just off the top of my head, maybe 15th percentile, 17th percentile, somewhere in there, which I think is pretty good. Now, money is going to tighten up, it would seem. So we'll, that could shift.
All right, so it's getting tougher, folks. So.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. All right. Any other comments, concerns, issues? All right then. Okay. Hey, Michael, can you stay on for a second?
Yes, I can.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.